The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to primetime Jackson, Mississippi.
Has anything good ever happened in Jackson, Mississippi?
Well, haven't you been down there?
I've been to Mississippi.
You told us you went to, was it Jackson that you went to? No, you went to Oxford.
Starksville. Mississippi That's State. Right. Let me tell you. Look, I'm sure there's fine people down there. There's fine people on both sides. I don't need to be in Mississippi. We're good. That and I drove through Mississippi once and again. So twice. Twice I've been through Mississippi, and that's enough. I'm good. Not a lot bringing me
ranked
back.
Blasted everything for a reason.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, it seems like a pretty rough state from what I read.
Yeah, not the best.
I also drove through it once and was terrified.
Yes,
I mean it's.
Yes.
I mean terrifying.
Yes.
Like Deliverance.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. No. Like just right there on the.
Yeah, we pulled into like a Shell station or whatever, their stinker station. I think they had those with the Sinclairs down there and. It just was one of those, like, you just want to get gas and then immediately get back in your car. You're like, this is not.
You're getting eyeballed.
Yep. Like, what are you doing here? You're like, nothing. Just.
You ain't from around here, are you, boy?
that was the, when we were, again, playing Mississippi State, and we were in an elevator, and we normally stayed at pretty nice hotels. We always stayed at Marriott's. It was a LDS thing. So we always stayed at Marriott's. And
got to keep it in the family.
Got to keep it in the family. And so we were at a Marriott down there, and I remember being on the elevator, and these two gentlemen, both wearing overalls, one of them not wearing a shirt under his overalls, which kind of threw me for a loop, because it's just usually not what you see in our hotels. And the guy was wearing an Alabama hat, and the guy was like, "You boys from BYU?" And we're all wearing BYU sweats, so yeah.
No. We play at Utah.
Yeah. And he just looked at us and goes, "Them Bulldogs going to kick your ass." And then he dropped one of these on us. "Roll Tide." And we were like,
"No bird."
And we're like, "Oh, thanks." And then it was an awkward ride.
God, I got to tell you, if you told me what would happen in an elevator in, where were you?
Is it Stark or Starksville?
I think
Starkville.
Starkville,
Mississippi.
That's exactly what I would have thought.
I just didn't see it coming.
Yeah, beautiful hair.
Why is he giving us a roll tide with the Bulldogs going to kick our ass? Like, I wasn't prepared for the cross team insult. Yeah. But he just,
I think it was the, they're not my team, but you're still here going to get your ass kicked
in
the SEC.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's really weird when, like, SEC fans, like, chant SEC together. Like, my team didn't win, but yours did, and we're all, like, what? Are you, you're not the same?
Yeah. I just,
it's because they all have sex with one another.
Well, and just the idea, I appreciated that the one guy at least had a shirt under his overalls, or I should have appreciated the other guy was like, "Dude, it's hot down here. I'm not wearing that." What were they doing? Were they going? Oh, but yeah, that was my first venture down into to Mississippi.
So do you think
I need to go back?
Do you think that the guy with the shirt under his overalls is more refined?
I'm not going to lie. I did think that a little bit, that the guy that was wearing, because to be honest with you, it wasn't a bad looking shirt under the overalls. The one dude was way, like, he was way more put together than the other guy. Although he's the one that gave us the roll tide. So, I don't know.
A man was killed. He was standing behind a dump truck when the hydraulics on the truck malfunctioned.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Do you care to guess what was in the truck?
Oh, so he got dumped on. I thought...
Mm-hmm. He was buried.
Manure.
Hot asphalt.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. Oh.
He did not live.
No.
Can you imagine that?
That's like top five. That's just...
Own fire emojis.
That's as horrific as it could get.
It doesn't get any worse.
That's right? Like that Game of Thrones scene where they pour the liquid hot gold over the guy's head.
Yeah, that's a whole other... Ugh. How hot is like that? Like,
Well, I think it's really bad. I mean, I don't know the temperature, but I think that's really bad because while hot, you don't... I can't imagine you instantly die.
No.
You would know it's happening.
Yeah.
And it might take a minute.
And you're buried.
Yeah.
And it's strong enough that you can't get out of it.
Maybe there are fumes that knock you out?
Maybe.
You want to carry... So I looked it up, at what it is in the back of trucks before when they pour it.
I mean, I would have no frame of reference. Are you talking about just like...
Well, you know what boiling...
Temperature?
Yeah, you know what boiling water is.
Yeah. Right? So let's go... Hot. It's hot asphalt, so it's in the truck.
Yep.
So it's probably the hottest it's going to be, right?
Yes. So they say that they keep it at that, and then it's between a range, and then they spread it and pour it. So just, you know, boiling water. And we all know what it feels like to have boiling water touch us. 200 and was it? 212. 212. Right?
I'm going to say 325.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
It is kept between 280 and 350 degrees when they pour it. I just can't even.
Can you?
No. I can't even.
Well, that happened.
Hot, slow death. Hopefully not that slow.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the weight of it or the fumes. I don't. That will give me nightmares. Congratulations, you've now unlocked a new fear. And that I've...
Yeah,
that,
well, don't stand behind an asphalt truck.
No. No, no,
or
no,
drive
no.
behind one.
Under any circumstance. Like I said, you've unlocked a new fear. I always thought logging trucks was my fear. I'll tell you right now.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You give me the choice between the logging truck, Final Destination, and ass. I'll take logging truck day long.
Because you're instantly dead.
Yeah, the log just hits me and everything's out.
Yeah. It'll happen
hot,
so fast.
Hot, molten asphalt?
Yeah.
I can't think of anything worse.
And maybe you're not even fully buried, you know? You know?
Just like your head's out?
Yeah.
Ugh.
You probably just go into shock.
Yeah, like how quick does that thing pour? Is it is it like quicksand, like hot quicksand? Like,
well, it's pretty heavy.
I know.
If you come into contact with hot asphalt, you should, number one, remain calm and don't panic.
Oh, it's like quicksand.
Check that blood circulation is not disrupted. Immediately start cooling the asphalt with cold water. Do not remove the asphalt from the skin as it will peel your skin. I think that's probably a little bit late. Notify the others in the area and call for an emergency medical attention. Yeah, it's just the worst way. It's just the worst.
Now, not to be morbid, but do you think that they use some of that asphalt? Like, do they? Well, I mean, come on, that's a lot of asphalt, and it's an accident.
I think that truck is decommissioned for the day.
I know the truck is, but do you clean up the asphalt around the body? And
I think much like the Costco butter, I think
it's just getting pitched.
It's gone. That's gone.
I don't think the work continues.
No. You imagine being the person, though, that, like, if that asphalt cooled, that you have to go chip away that asphalt?
The person has to dig the guy out?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Remember what was that?
Well, yeah, there's another question. What happens?
Maybe is it one of those like when a mine collapses and you just leave the mountain of asphalt and then you put up like a memorial like
put some
plaque
flowers on it
and you're like, hey man, and it's like, hey, why is there that big pile of asphalt? They're like, well, read the plaque.
It's a hell of a speed bump.
Anytime there's a plaque, you
oh,
just
oh yeah, that's Mitch.
That's Mitch. Mitch turned into a speed bump. Jeez. That is rough.
That is so bad.
He was always big on neighborhood safety,
yeah,
so it's
he was.
Appropriate.
Except, aren't they calling them speed pillows now?
Speed cushions.
Speed cushions. I like that in Buck's neighborhood, they've labeled them speed cushions.
Right. Why did they call them that?
Oh, so that
well,
because
they're not
the,
like the
world
short ones. They're wider ones, so they're like more of a rolling bump. I don't know.
Yeah, those are easier, though. The smaller, bigger bumps are the tougher ones. They make you slow down more.
When my senior year at Mountain View, we put in speed cushions. We put in speed bumps. Before the start of the school year, and I swear to God, those were the nastiest speed bumps known to man. And like, I think it was a screw up because they were like, yeah, they were like, we understand, and they tried to shave them down a little bit. And you know, most like high school kids, back in the day, we're driving like crappy like Toyota like Celicas or like Hondas or whatever. The amount of people that just tore the hell out of their car. You could not go more than 2 miles an hour over those things. They were vicious.
I think it's a really funny, maybe not even funny, but it's just an indictment on human beings that what those speed cushions are designed to do, the better they do them, this is exactly why we put them in, but the better that it does its job, the more we revolt and say it can't happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, they should be like that. Like, if they're really...
That's the point.
That's the whole idea. It's like, they're effective. Like,
these stupid things are slowing me down.
What the hell is going
no kidding
on here?
Dude.
This is not supposed to slow me down that much.
Exactly. There's a difference between being able to... you got my attention, I gotta slow down. And literally having to crawl over it, otherwise your radiator is left,
But you're saying a parking lot of a school?
Of a school.
Yeah, dude, make them even bigger. Slow down.
High school?
Yes, because S-head kids don't know how to drive.
If a kid gets clipped every now and then, it's probably his own fault. Those were the worst speed bumps of all time. And then they went through and they like...
We can't have these.
They cut the top of them off, which I swear to God made it worse because it just made them have sharp edges. Those things were ridiculous. Speed cushions my ass. Those things were spike strips. My poor Ford Thunderbird could not handle those things at all. It was a tasty ride. 89 Thunderbird, baby.
Those are really annoying. I have been over some that it's like, oh my God, these ones are so bad. And you have to really slow down.
Yes.
But that's, you know, it's like, I respect it.
I don't.
The ones that I think are funny are the ones where they put the fire engine lanes in.
Just aim right for it. Don't even slow
what
down.
What is even the
that's
point?
That's what we have.
Why even do that? I mean, I know they have to do it, I guess, for emergency vehicles, but
hint, hint. Aim for those spots. You're good to go. Even if you just catch one tire in that, you're fine.
And then you play chicken with the car in the other lane. Like,
see what happens.
See if
that's
you
doing the same thing, but you're both going towards the middle instead of one of you towards the outside.
Well, only one of you can use the middle part.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you got to go on the way outside.
See, our street's wide enough. We have multiple middle lanes for people to veer towards.
Oh.
Like, there's
it's
two.
Much
there's
rich white.
There's two gaps.
There.
No, it's the whole reason we needed speed cushions in the first place. Such a wide thoroughfare that people cut through instead of going on the stoplight road.
That didn't make any sense, but I...
Sure it did.
I'll take your word for it.
Even when you're riding your bike, you aim for those things. Yeah, for sure. The middle lane is where it's at. Everyone knows that. Hmm. That being said, don't put them up.
Do they have to have the... Is it by law that they have to have the...
I don't know.
The emergency vehicle?
It might be now.
They didn't used to. It used to just be old-fashioned speed bumps, but I feel like most of them now have the whatever they call those, the emergency lanes. And honestly, I think you were the first one to ever tell me that that's what those were for. I never knew that.
Yeah.
But I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, it does. I guess, but in some neighborhoods, it's like...
Well, stupid, I mean, first responders.
Is it really going to slow them down that much?
Well, yeah, man. You ever accidentally taken a speed bump, and you're like, oh crap, it's there.
Dude, yeah. What I'm saying is, those guys, like, we have the fire station just right up the street from us.
Yeah.
And so they're coming through our road a lot. Mm-hmm. They really don't, they can't go that fast through there because there's so many hazards.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like they, without the speed bumps, they'd be flying 75 miles an hour through there. They're not going to do that. They're going slow, watching and making sure, and they're honking their horn, you know, and doing the whole thing.
True.
Like, hey, we're coming through here, sirens on and everything. But they don't go that fast in the neighborhoods that I have speed bumps.
Well, but sometimes...
School zones and everything.
Sometimes they sneak up on you a little bit. I was test driving a car like 2 weeks ago, and I had not been on that road before. It was over by the zoo. It snuck up on me, and I took one. Luckily, there was no one in the car. Like, they just let me test drive it by myself. Yeah, it was a little whoops.
You have a responsibility to your audience to be more responsible.
In that moment, I was very glad that no one was there. Although if someone had been there, I probably wouldn't have been going so fast. But look, you're testing the car out. You got to see what it's capable of. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I was like, oh, crap, speed bump. I tried to slow down. It was too late. It's a little.
Yeah.
It's a bit much.
It's when the body in the back of when you got the body in the trunk, might come flying out of there.
It definitely was one of those moments where I was like kind of looking around like, we good? Yeah, fine. Yeah, all right. Hey, how'd the test drive go? Great.
Great. You'll notice nothing. Suspension, nothing.
No problem.
Tom Cruise news is next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.